Now on today's program, speaking of spooky shit, we are kicking off what is our annual spooktacular, you guys.
Finally.
That fucking finally. Fucking finally indeed. And we're doing it in a grand fashion. It's Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes, that is better.
Tsunamis have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in!
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
You sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking motion in the
band? What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Welcome to Spooktacular 2017, everybody.
Yay.
Very excited about that.
Why are we clapping?
Because it's fucking fun. It's fun to have fun.
Please clap.
Except for this week. Except for this week.
This movie fucking stinks. It's from 1991, directed by Rachel Talalay, who... really hung around this franchise. Mm-hmm. She was like a writer on some things, I think, and like an assistant or something.
She produced four, or maybe she
maybe she was a producer. She has her name on a lot of these fucking nightmare
Didn't
movies.
Didn't she
man.
Also direct one of those Sherlocks with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Oh, did she really?
Oh, did she?
I saw it on a Wikipedia. It might have been a prankster.
A merry prankster, you think?
Maybe.
So this is the final Freddy film. Nope, it's a total lie. What? Can you believe it? Can you fucking believe it?
To be fair, the Freddy story as it exists ends here. You know what I mean?
That's like, true.
The story you've been telling for 60 movies ends, and then New Nightmare happens, and it's like, oh, a movie within a movie, and then it's we do the Jackie Earle Haley Nobody Wanted It movie.
Well, you're leaving out Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, well, of course. No, you're right. That's right.
So how could you forget?
There's 6 full hours past this of centered on this fucking character.
On that hat.
And we should say at the end of this month on All Hallows Eve, we're going to release our standings episode, ranking what is the worst of the big three franchises.
Easily.
These fucking movies stink. They fucking stink. And this one is just as bad. Now my dog's barking at something.
Oh,
get out of here, dog.
That's not your dog. That's a hellhound. Ooh, Halloween.
So this is, I think, also a thing. We talked about this when we did Jason Goes to Hell. Like, these movies shouldn't leave the 80s.
Yeah.
This is 1991. It's played out as fuck. These sequels are way worse than Friday the 13th sequels, but, like, it's still the same, like, we shouldn't be doing this anymore kind of a thing.
This is the rare franchise that shouldn't have reached into a sequel.
Yeah.
Like, one and done. Right?
One and done. This
the
one
first one's great.
First
Everything
one's great.
Else is shit.
I don't mind Dream Masters, but, you know, this is a discussion for another time. But the fact that, like, yeah, of course, in the last one and this one, the body horror stuff gets amped up pretty hard.
But it's just like body jokes. I mean, there's no horror about any of it. And that's like what is the most frustrating part.
Excuse me, the ear thing in this movie drove me nuts.
The ear trauma is a problem, man.
I get enough body jokes in the mirror.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have nightmares about like... I have like nightmares.
Boogerman?
No, yeah, exactly. I have nightmares like, uh-oh, overdraft fee on top of overdraft fee.
You're getting audited. You didn't send that email.
Yeah, I don't have nightmares like they exist in this
They're
going to
reinstate debtor's prison.
No, that might definitely happen.
Yeah, that might happen.
Expensive vet visit.
So you know what's a great way to start any horror movie? With a quote by Friedrich Nietzsche. What the fuck?
I've only watched, because I'm going to watch all of them again, but
none of them start with Nietzsche quotes.
No, they don't, but the third one starts with a Poe quote.
That's cool.
Yeah, like a little. But then it's like a Nietzsche quote about, like, I don't even. I didn't read it. Oh, Eric wrote it down.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Eric Nietzsche.
Do it with the accent.
Oh, jeez. Do you know the terror of he who falls asleep to. My handwriting is bad.
Wow, Nietzsche was really modest.
To the very toes, he is terrified because the ground gives way under him and then the dream begins or some shit. Nietzsche. Yeah,
which is followed by,
yep.
Welcome to primetime, bitch. Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that's who said that.
That's who, yeah.
Is it prime time or is it the party?
No, it's prime time.
Because he fucking says that in part three when he pulls the woman into the television set. And
what is he, an NBC sitcom?
Well, because it's just like, any way we can make fucking yuckles with this character. And you look at that first movie, and that is a bone-chilling fucking movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is just trash. It gets trashier as it goes on. We'll save that for the franchise discussion.
And the first one is scrappy. Like, there's an inventiveness to it in this. This, I was confused 3 minutes in.
Oh, well, sure.
3 minutes in, I had no idea what was going on.
Well, here's the thing. It starts with like an escape from New York
crawl.
Yep. Like, what sure is it?
And this takes place in the future?
10 years from when, so 2001.
Yeah.
All the kids in Springwood, Illinois are dead. Except for one.
The adults have all contracted some sort of psychosis because of it, but there's news that one child remains. And it's like, now I'm not going to complain about like the logic of this movie, obviously, but like if something like that were to happen in one tiny Illinois town, like what the fuck's going on the next town over? Somebody's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so dumb. And yeah, it is very like Carpenter, Escape from New York kind of shit.
Well, the weird thing is we really get into geography in this movie because I guess like Freddy is not only bound by the dream realm, but really that street is it. Like that's it.
Right.
He can't get out of there, which doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense.
Well, this is what happens when you start trying to like create this useless mythology for this character when it's just like, oh, here was this fucking pedophile. These parents murdered him. He swore revenge and like exacting the revenge in their children's dreams. There it is. That's what you need.
They should have had like the X-Files get involved or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
They were right around the corner, dude.
Lone gunman at the very least would be like hanging out doing a piece for BuzzFeed. No, but like in the third one, a mental hospital.
Yeah. Oh, the therapist, the guy who looks like Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm. So he can haunt that. That's not technically on Elm Street.
No, I was going to correct Steve on this because I think he's confined to Springwood.
Oh, man, you can't leave your... I can't leave my hometown. I'm kind of scared. And I'm a townie.
He sure is. I think Wikipedia said it takes place in 1999, maybe. Oh. So I just don't want to get tweets. I just don't want to get the tweets. So,
man, if you're tweeting a correction about Freddy's Dead, the Final Nightmare.
Hey, man, you coming home for Thanksgiving?
We have two options with that time period. So it's either those towers went down or Total Request Live.
Yeah, it's one or the other. I guarantee you, because he's definitely in that Fat Boys video, Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund made a live appearance on MTV in some form.
Oh,
or
that makes
everybody
sense.
See the music video Ready for Freddy?
No.
What? Oh, you never saw Ready for Freddy with the Fat Boys?
I didn't know about this.
Oh, that's check it amazing. Out on YouTube, man. It's charming.
Tell me he doesn't kill the Fat Boys.
No, I think they like run out of the house scared.
Yeah, I think he just like gives them a good spook.
Yeah, nice. No, twas diabetes got the fat boys.
No, I don't know.
One of them is definitely dead, and I think it was from heart disease or something.
That's just,
they were great. You know what? Go see Disorderly's great movie.
Go see Disorderly's. Out now. Go see Disorderly's.
It's your local multi.
You never know. Some people make Halloween film festivals. Film marathons.
That's
excuse
right.
me.
Or
that's
the,
right.
you know, the I think Film Forum is doing Disorderlies.
Yeah, oh, it's a Fat Boys retrospective.
Mm-hmm. See, we're joking about that, but it might happen. I never thought in my lifetime I'd see Total Recall showing at Film Forum, but it happened.
It happened. Don't tell me it didn't happen.
So we start with like this kid that looks like Jim Carrey, like an early Jim Carrey.
I was going to say, dude, he's a total Johnny Depp knockoff.
Oh, you think so? A little bit.
Yeah, I got that a little bit. But can I also say, so Nietzsche
uh-huh.
yeah.
into Freddy Krueger, but the third Titan is the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We've got early 90s Goo Goo Dolls starting off this movie.
Just
and I got to tell you,
out.
It's
shit.
A fucking good song. The music is kind of okay with me, honestly. It's like that, like
I thought it was scary.
Those that early grunge that didn't really do much.
Shit like, grunge. Yeah.
Shit grunge. It was like radio grunge.
Yeah, radio grunge.
And not like alt radio grunge, no. Like shit, like early 90s Goo Goo Dolls.
So we're clearly in somebody's dream. He's on a plane and he wants to change seats.
Right. Whoa, whoa. 2001, anyone?
Oh, they won't let you change seats now, man, unless it's Southwest Airlines. Spooky.
That is terrifying.
Sit wherever you'd like. That won't cause chaos at all. Our planes are always late. So, yeah, he wants to change seats. The flight attendant's like, no, we're full up, stupid. And he's like sitting next to this woman and he says something about like, oh, I'm nervous about this flight or something. And the woman's like, don't be a pussy, which is a great line. She immediately gets sucked out of the plane. And that's when you're like, all right, it's a dream. Got it. Hey, got it.
We're doing a lot of like, we like this effect of like, I don't know what you would call it, like basically sucking people in and out and like sucking, I guess.
Sucking
oh, yeah, it's a great effect. Like sucking.
Well, no,
like the beginning of Fight Club, I'm trying to think of.
Like Super Smash, like now we're in a house. Super Smash, now we're flying in a plane. Like,
this guy's getting pulled all over the place like a rag doll. Mm-hmm. In and out of this house, getting sucked out of the plane. The woman gets sucked out of the plane. Yeah, it's
just
all.
Getting sucked off.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a big fucking suck marathon.
Well, because he gets. So he gets sucked out of the plane.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then he wakes up and he's in
a house. Yep. But then it turns out
the house is flying through the sky as well.
Yeah. And then you start hearing like a riff on and you're like, "Oh, here come the jokes." And he fucking opens that curtain.
Why is this just not a spoof movie?
It may as well be produced by the Wayans brothers. Well,
the first time you see your character, your scary character, is him pretending to be a witch, and he's like, I'll get you my pretty and your little soul, too. Hi, guys, I'm back. Remember me? Oh, thanks for buying a ticket. Marilyn Manson named a track after this. I'm selling my CDs in the back. I'll meet you guys later.
And it's just like you couldn't
fucking
have
Chuckle Hut.
A harder fucking eye roll, dude, like if you tried.
No.
And you're just that sets the whole tone. Like right there, I was like, well, I giggled back when that obese woman called that kid a pussy. That was pretty funny. But the whole thing is supposed to be comedy.
Yeah.
Oh.
God damn it.
And then you get the second time in the series history where Freddy Krueger plays a bus driver.
Yep.
Which is kind of, that lets you know that the series is going too long.
Yes. When your horror icon is driving a bus for the second time, we're out of gas.
And you know, we were talking a lot about the Bob Shea filleting that went down in New Nightmare.
Yeah.
He plays this fucking ticket giver.
Yep. Yeah.
And this, I thought it was Kieran Hines at first.
No,
I thought it was a really young Kieran Hines.
Jesus
I was like,
Christ.
Oh, one of his first roles or something. But no, it's fucking Bob Shea.
New line chairman Bob Shea, man. That
being
sucks.
A creep.
That's sort of whatever.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, so it's like he's driving a bus. And then you think about part two, which I like.
Yeah, like
where he drives a bus at the beginning of the movie, but it's like much more terrifying. And like the bus is teetering on that fucking cliff and all that shit. This is just like,
no screaming while the bus is in motion. How many jokes can I stuff in this scene?
And we've got like honest to goodness cartoon sound effects in everything.
Oh, totally.
He gets hit by a fucking bus, and I'm like, all right, we're starting the movie right. Mm-hmm. I was like, boink, and it's just like. Okay. And like there's like a thing where he tries to go through the reality and it looks like a fucking cartoon anyway, and it's like, dude,
just stop. Like, stop trying to make me laugh. Why don't you try to fucking scare me? Did anybody ever think about that?
No, they don't care about that at this point. It's either fucking make you vomit or make you chuckle, I guess.
Like,
ooh,
honestly,
chuckle vomit.
New from Ben and Jerry's. But it's seriously thinking like, Wes Craven, rest in peace, should have been like, you know what? I shall forego royalties money so I can sue these people to death because they have destroyed this fucking character.
It's just, there's nothing here. He's just like, he's a comedic clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's Bugs Bunny.
He's exactly Bugs Bunny.
Or it's like Deadpool but dumber somehow.
Oh, Deadpool versus Freddy. That's something.
Let's get those internet rumors swimming around, man.
Yeah, no, actually, please tweet that. Spread it around.
Ryan Reynolds and Jackie Earle.
Yeah. Seriously, let's hoax the internet, dude. What is scarier around October than fake news?
You're trying to build a slash fiction empire here, I feel. This is the seedlings of it.
We didn't say they were going to be fucking.
I mean, they would eventually.
They would have to eventually fuck.
In season two.
Well, no, maybe they just form a support group for like burned people, like for like charred flesh.
A great idea. They look alike too. Holy shit. Is Deadpool based on Freddy Krueger?
Maybe.
You know, Wade, you don't have to wear that mask. You're beautiful on the outside, too. I also use jokes to get me okay with my appearance. I'd rather people laugh at me for the wrong reason.
It gets better every day.
So your classic horror sequel setting of want to figure out a different way to get a bunch of kids in a room together.
Sure.
The old group home for at-risk teens.
And this is very close to 3, which is the psych ward, which Chris had already mentioned. But yeah, it's like...
Or Friday the 13th 5, which happened ages ago, a.k.a. Roy the Movie. See our old episode on that.
We start with Breckin Meyer in his first film role.
Nice.
Is this a rat tail or is this like a rotten ponytail?
It's a skater ponytail. You saw these quite a bit in the 90s. Because it's like barely to your shoulders.
Yeah.
But it's thick enough and not braided, so it does not count as a rat tail.
Okay.
I think you get a lot of these in Gleaming the Cube. I can't be, yes. I can't be 100%
big
on this.
Big time. Yeah.
Speaking of chuckle vomit. That's a chuck. That's just no. That haircut. And Breckin Meyer's face. My God, what a chuckle vomit that thing is.
He's playing video games. His dad, is yelling at him because he's like, he's in a group home and he's really not happy about it, I guess.
Well, it's one of those like he's a super rich boy. Yeah. He hates his fucking dad, man.
He's like, I don't want to date rape co-eds. And it's like, well, nobody said you had to.
Yeah, yeah.
But he sort throws that on his dad because he's like, I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to go around date raping co-eds. I was like, what? That's a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Also, like, do you want to tell the police about that? Like,
seriously. Mm-hmm. You can't just throw those allegations around like that, man. I hope that that's true. I mean, I hope that it's true. But I mean, if you're going to say that Breckin Meyer's character, you know, there better be some fucking weight behind it.
This is how this leads into the beginning of The Devil's Advocate.
Yes.
This could use the devil. Like, if we're actually ending Freddy, I know there was Jason Goes to Hell and it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Give me a charismatic devil. Give me Al Pacino. Give me Tim Curry.
He should have to face off. It's like, uh-oh, I'm getting called into my boss's office.
that would be something. Like, get Vincent Price. It's 1991.
Oh, yeah.
The devil. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he's like, oh, Freddy, you've got one more chance not to mess this one up. Or something.
Yeah, there should be some stakes to this character because he gets killed every fucking movie.
Yeah. Yes.
He gets, you know, like holy water, buried and all that.
They just bring him back. There's like
no explanation.
Yeah, there's never any
explanation.
Well,
all of the movies until this one end on a cliffhanger.
That he's really not dead, even though they really killed him this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all just like, see you next sequel, burp.
Yeah, because the middle of the movie is like, this is the only, we figured it out. You put a cross in holy water and you sharpen it like a knife, you can cut his head off or whatever. You know,
right.
You spend the whole movie, you do it, and then it's like, oh,
you thought it was that? It's not a movie. Maybe I'll tell you next time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I think there was an argument, I think, between Wes Craven and Bob Shea for the first one.
Who's faster, Superman and The Flash? I mean, probably...
It's got to be Superman.
I got to say The Flash.
It's The Flash. Superman can't fly back in time.
Well, he can fly around the world to change, right? To make everything go back in time.
Yeah, he's got to leave the planet to do it. Okay.
Yeah, but if he flies around enough and then flies back to the end of the race before The Flash gets there, dude.
No. If you turn the world backwards, you're killing everyone on the earth. Like, everyone on the earth is dead.
Yeah, that's not how you would win the race.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thus killing The Flash, thus winning the race. Okay, that's what you're saying.
They were fighting about, like, who, like, how the movie would end. And I think, like, Bob Shea won. If I remember the story correctly, maybe I don't. I'm sure the internet will fucking straighten my ass out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Bob Shea was like, now it's going to be a cliffhanger, because what about sequels? So it ends with like the car, like the Freddy top on the car, and yeah. they like drive
off. Oh, the end of the first movie.
Yes.
Right, it's right. not just like we can just add bullshit to the next movie's beginning to explain it. We have to have these. Janine, will you get him out of here? Honestly.
I like my bullshit up front.
Talking to a brick wall.
I do appreciate how in that first movie it's Fred Krueger.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After I watched that first movie, just rewatched it leading up to this.
Yeah.
Me and my wife were walking around the house all week going, Fred Krueger, how you doing?
Well, that was back when he was an editor at large for the New Yorker.
Yeah, exactly. Fred Krueger, New Yorker, how you doing?
Well, that's what this movie kind of gets into, is a little bit of like what Fred Krueger was up to before the shit went down.
But and
like,
I don't give a shit. How about that?
That's a great question. But what's his job? What?
Why do we need an origin story in the last, quote unquote, last movie?
He was the janitor.
Treehouse of Horror that covers this is actually pretty
spot on.
It's also better.
It's better. It's the better second best Freddy movie.
Lousy smarch weather.
So we get introduced to Lisa Zane. Is it Lisa or is Linda?
Lisa.
I think it's Lisa.
Lisa Zane, Billy's older sister.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And
it's a fucking sexy Greek family right there.
Oh, man.
What did you say their name was? Zane Topowitz? What is it?
Zenitos.
Zenitos. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Zaziki, what?
Mm-hmm. No, Zenitos. No,
there are people that have names that are different from yours, Chris.
No, I mean, like, but stop it.
You sire Lisa Zane and Billy Zane. Who's fucking Zeus and Hera? I mean, Christ.
I think that's
These
what
are gods on earth.
Do you really think Billy's that hot?
Yeah,
I
man.
I mean, I guess as that golden kernel, maybe.
Dude, you fucking see him in like that first Back to the Future movie? That's Stud Town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, even back Twin well, Peaks, you know what? Even Twin Peaks era.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of studs in both of those.
Yeah. So many studs. Night of too many studs.
No,
I mean, I'm sure even after the events of the Titanic, he got back with Rose for like a weekend. She's like, "Yeah, I can't quit you, dude." He's like, "Hey, babe. Yeah, I knew I threw those Irish kids off that boat, but
no, I think he has to live the rest of his life thinking that she's dead."
Oh, that's sad.
Because I was actually rewatching the last hour of that movie.
Was there a cliffhanger?
Yeah, dude. Tune in next week to find out what happens to this boat.
The boat says, "I'll be back."
Well, no, that's the end of the movie. Is like it is the Freddy Krueger ending. She's on the boat with all those friends, and like. You're here forever.
Well, the thing is, so like in the aftermath of everything, there's this great shot of Billy Zane like walking around clearly looking for her, and she sees him.
Oh, right.
And she's like, "Nope," and like pulls a blanket over and turns around. But yes, I brought this up on Twitter, but how fucking weird is this that she's like, "I'm dead, and the place I want to spend eternity is that boat where I watched all those people perish."
Yeah.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, maybe... back like in my early like my teen years, like I mean,
well,
before
yeah,
she got on the boat
it.
How about that? How about before she got on the fucking
how about
boat?
Your fucking family that you had, man? Where's she's, that husband?
She's cursed, Andrew. It's a curse. She doesn't want to be there. She has to be there.
Wait,
and I feel that's what James Cameron should have done.
Wait, there's a twist where she's dead at the end and Bill Paxton's like a necromancer.
No, the last shot of the movie, because like so Rose dies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh right, yeah, she the gets old woman old lady disease.
Rose as an old
over.
Woman, she kisses the Reaper and dies. Mm-hmm. And then the last sequence of the movie is you're back on the Titanic.
Oh, shit.
And it's all the people that you saw die or have since died, because like Kathy Bates is hanging out, Victor Garber's
Wait,
there.
This is like the photo in The Shining kind of
Have
thing?
You ever seen this
yes,
movie?
Yes, I saw it in the theater, goddammit.
Well, fucking then clean the shit out of your ears and listen to this.
All right, I'm listening. All right, okay, I'm there. I'm getting cold already.
You're You're on the deck of the Titanic.
Okay, I'm going to rearrange these deck chairs. Go on.
No, but it's fucked up because then like Leo turns around and they're all there. But I think Cameron should have went darker with it. Leo turns around and the last line of the movie is he just goes, "Oh no, they got you too." Directed by James Cameron. How fucking cool would that be?
That's cool.
That's great. Wow, so her ghost is sucked right down to hell with all
sucked
those
right down, dude. Wow. So, the North Atlantic.
Lisa Zane is working.
Oh, right. Freddy's
yes,
dead.
Yeah.
The final nightmare is working with Yaphet Kotto, who didn't get an "and" in the credits, and that bugged me.
How the fuck?
He's the last name in the credits. It should be "and Yaphet Kotto."
Yeah, or with.
Yeah, with, one of the other. Fine. Yeah.
I think an and though. No. Fuck the with and.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
You know what? And the best part of this movie, yes, Yaphet Kotto. Mm-hmm. That's the full credit.
Who's? I mean, his hair. It's like he skinned an armadillo and put it on like a helmet. It's a bad Jerry curl.
Yeah, it's not great.
Wait, are armadillos like hairy? No, just like a helmet.
It's very. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's right. Very okay.
His hair is no. Very helmety.
Okay.
I just love the fact that in this, he's kind of like, dreams are bullshit until the end. Like, he's like, I can control myself in my dreams. I don't know what you kids are doing.
This is easy peasy, you fucking babies.
And he's talking about like ancient dream demons or something.
Oh my God. And all of that shit, dude. The dream lore and everything. Just please stop it.
Honestly. I'm going to say something completely different. Give me more of it.
I kind of agree. You think so?
Do like the ninth gate, and then Freddy's in it at the end for some reason. It's like, oh, I've been reading this book, and it looks like there's a Freddy Krueger guy in.
If it led to more Yaphet Kotto, yeah, I think you're right.
Well, because that's the better part of the movie. That's like the what do you call it, the skeleton of the movie, but the middle of it is just another Freddy Krueger on Elm Street movie. Like, it's because,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
the kid comes to this halfway house.
Who we're just calling John Doe, by the way, because he has no memory of who he is.
It's a fucked up screenplay thing where he was supposed to be the kid from the last movie.
Right.
But then they were like, no.
We should also mention at this point, by the way, that original first draft of the screenplay, Peter Jackson.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Peter Jackson was supposed to write this movie and maybe, I think, possibly direct it, and they fucking totally scrapped his script.
Did you read what his idea was?
Yeah, how, like, and this is kind of cool,
I think.
It's
pretty cool.
So it's like his idea was Freddy was, like, in the dream world, and he was, like, old because people didn't, like, respect him or fear him or whatever.
Like, kids were doing drugs, and, like, that's more interesting than dreaming now.
Well, no, the thing was, like, they would have parties where they got fucked up. Like, do a bunch of drugs, pass out, and then they would go into the dream world and, like, kick the shit out of him. Like, fuck you, old man!
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I like this idea. Beating the shit out of the across-the-street neighbor from Home Alone.
I just like the idea of, like, Freddy Krueger in, like, the dream world getting cans from the garbage and these, like, rowdy teens pushing him around.
He's just trying to shovel his walk and someone breaks a bottle over his head.
Oh, great. AMC is playing Stagecoach tonight. Oh, no. Those rowdy kids.
That would be awesome. And then presumably, you know, something happens to, like, kickstart the fear and whatever. Sure. And,
yeah, but yeah.
You know, heaven forbid there's a fucking original idea in this franchise.
And the what's his name also did, Michael Almeida.
Oh, right.
He did a pass on this, too. And his got thrown out the window.
And this is what we landed on, by the way. Wow.
So,
wow.
John Doe comes to the halfway house. We meet Spencer, who is Breckenmeyer. We talked about a little bit.
Yep.
There's another kid named Carlos who has a hearing aid, and there's a tough girl named Tara?
Tracy.
Yes.
And she's like, she wants to beat everybody up.
She looks like a younger Anna Gunn.
She does.
This actress.
Yeah, by that.
Yeah.
Not Anna Gunn, though.
And they're trying to escape the halfway house, and they wind up going... So we find out that, you know, he's from John Doe's from Elm Street, and like to help cure his amnesia, Lisa Zane wants to take him back to Elm Street.
Right. Her character's name is Maggie, for the record.
And yeah, she has her own like they allude to she has some dream thing problems as well. Yeah.
Right. Yaphet Kotto's like trying to sell her on the whole like you can control your dreams by reading this huge tome and meditating with me or
buying
whatever.
Buying these crystals from my shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep, totally. And also this sack of magic beans.
And it's just like, for 18 installments, you know, $39.95.
A monthly 18-pack of this special tea.
You know, it's actually funny. Another connection to that third movie, Dream Warriors, Yaphet Kotto, badass black dude in this movie, Part 3, badass black dude Larry Fishburne.
That's true.
As Larry Fishburne in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You get those early credits of Lawrence Fishburne as Larry.
Eventually, it's awesome. Lawrence. I think it was like, what, probably mid-90s era?
Yeah.
I don't know when the unfortunate change happened, but man, a casual Larry Fishburne credit? Oh, I love it.
There's nothing wrong with the name Larry, man. Stop running. We cool if he went back to it, right?
Hey, cool. Hey, Larry. We got the same name.
That's why I did it.
I forgot about that, Larry.
Call me Morpheus.
Oh, shit.
That's a nightmare. Like that's
a legitimate nightmare.
That would be our nightmare. Is like Freddy Krueger would make us watch Larry the Cable Guy in The Matrix.
It's just him farting in slow motion. Like, oh man, the chicken.
Oh right, that's how he jumps across buildings. Yes. Building rooftop to rooftop.
Actually, dude, that is our hell, right? The devil straps you to a chair, yeah. and Larry the Cable Guy farts in our face for eternity.
There it asked. Is.
Does he get Prilosec OTC or does he not?
He
get
doesn't it? Because no. The Prilosec would aid in the farting.
Oh, I
and
see.
You just want the real nasty farts.
You need to feel the heat.
Yeah, totally. And then like every 16,000th fart in your face is a shart.
Oh, man. Then you got to call up like Cypher or someone and be like, hey, load in the farting, like the knowledge of farting into me so I can battle Larry.
I don't think hell works like the Matrix.
Mr. the Cable Guy, please stop farting in my face.
Well, no, it's at the end of the movie, and he's like, yeah, man, there's going to be a lot more trouble next time. And then Rages Against the Machine starts, come wait it now. And he ascends.
Well, this reminded me of Stay Tuned with...
oh, right, yeah. With Jeffrey John Jones. Ritter, yeah.
I love how Eric said with John Ritter and Steve said with Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah, sadly only one of those dudes is dead.
Yeah, and you want proof there's no God? That's switcheroo. That's switcheroo right there.
Yeah.
So he basically we go to Elm Street and she takes a bus. Like, why can't you just take? Doesn't she have a car? Why does she need a whole fucking bus?
Dude, she's a fucking social worker at this facility. You think she's shelling out for that gas? Yeah. I don't think so.
That's true.
You're definitely taking the company van.
That's the thing that's been on their block since like 64, and they've just been like redoing it every year.
I'd rather see a movie about that.
Giving bus maintenance.
Yes. Yes, I would.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 6 bus maintenance.
So they get to Elm Street. We got some stowaways in Spencer, Carlos, and Tracy.
Oh, right. And we find this out because John Doe falls asleep. Yeah. And then like he hallucinates seeing a little girl in the middle of the road and he like jerks the wheel and Maggie has to stop the van suddenly and all these kids fall into the front seat, much like a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Now here's my question about the 1-2 Freddy's Coming for You thing,
which doesn't appear in this movie in sing-song form.
But yeah, it's
sorry, I'm just laughing in the back at sing-song.
Well, you know, the little girl's jumping rope. 1-2 Freddy. You know,
it's a great song.
Yeah.
That's did Freddie write
that? I just like sing song.
Is that Freddie's thing, or is he like trying to puff himself up in the dream world?
Maybe that's
or?
When he was like raping kids. He was singing that, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think in the early years he was just more into it. So he's like, all right, some of these dead souls I got, you're gonna be singing.
Oh, okay.
And that's all you're gonna be doing for the rest of your fucking lives.
And you guys singing. Are gonna work in the restaurant. Okay. We need some bus boys at the restaurant in my dream hell. We need a lot of you to haunt the school. So just hang out there a lot and we'll be right on.
Was he a child molester?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, actually
making sure I got that.
Child murderer.
He's a child murderer.
Yeah, that's
you know what? Ask Jackie Earle Haley about it.
Well, that's the thing, that Jackie Earle Haley is really? A child molester.
Okay, well,
actually, sorry. No, Jackie Earle Haley is a nice man.
As Freddy Krueger, when he played him in the remake, they made him a child molestor.
Dude, no, like, there wasn't child molestation until, what, like 2000?
Well, it was invented whenever the internet came out.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. They just called them child murderers.
Yes.
Well, that's the trade, Y2K. The world didn't end, but all of a sudden... child molestation.
Listen, I feel it's a thing, like, they're just not saying it. But
yes, probably, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. But... yes. Now, when we had that 2010 reboot, it's like the world is a much harder place, so we can actually say that he was a child molester.
Yes.
But yeah, in this 1984 horror movie, he's just a child murderer. They don't specify what he was doing to the kids. He just killed them.
John Doe's little dream in the car has one of my favorite lines.
Oh, do tell.
When he finds himself in a padded room and he says... free me, you idiot. I'm your fucking memory.
Oh, man.
Which comes to nothing.
Nope,
like, there's
nothing.
Never again a thing where he goes back in there and there's a reveal about who this guy is that comes to nothing.
Nope.
And that's kind of, you know, I'll use this word lightly. It's kind of an interesting thing, right?
Yes.
It's like this dude's mind palace. There's like some sort of trauma that's messed him up. Like, let's try to unearth what that is. Nah, let's just fucking forget it altogether.
Well, I think they're just trying to do like a psycho switch, right? Because you think it's going to be his movie and then he dies in the first-ish act.
Well, actually, right. No, he dies kind of like halfway through.
He lasts longer than Marion Crane does, but that, I believe I read something where they were like comparing it to that, and it's like, of course you were. Of course you were. Fucking joke.
So we wind up going to we stop at a carnival for some reason.
Because it's just like, here's the thing. They don't drive immediately to Elm Street. She finds something in his wallet that says Springwood, which is conveniently 2 miles down the road from this group home.
Uh-huh.
So she says, like, let's go to Springwood and figure out what's going on. Yeah. So they go to the town where we're told by that John Carpenter Escape from New York scroll at the beginning that there's no kids and all the adults have some sort of psychosis.
So, and here's the thing, though, like, I guess, are they also sterile? Like, can't they make new kids? Like, what's going on?
I think Freddy keeps killing them. Or maybe it's a thing where it's like, we got to stop fucking because...
Oh, I see.
Because all these kids keep getting killed.
Is he killing babies? That'd be sick. You know what, Freddy? Stop with
the... He probably is starting to. That's probably why he's having such problems.
What do you think a baby nightmare is?
Isn't that... I mean, in the movie prior to this, isn't he like haunting the dreams of an unborn child? That's like the thing?
Oh, maybe.
Wow,
Elm Street 5, The Dream Child?
Just watched it and I couldn't tell you.
Well, isn't the fourth Dream Child, then it's Dream Master?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Save that for our Halloween episode.
But... Yeah, I mean, like, is he allowed to kill babies? Does he wait till, like, they get to 15?
All the adults are under a psychosis, they say.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we don't really, I mean, we'll get to the adults in a minute here, but, like, they don't really nail down, like, what exactly is going on in this. Like, apparently, it's just this town.
Uh-huh. Right.
And there's no investigators anywhere being like, what the flying fuck?
That's why it's stupid.
Or is there? Okay, how about this? Think about that, or is there? Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you right now what that means. They're secretly making it so that town dies, so that Freddy dies with it, right?
Oh.
So like they're like, they get a bunch of, I think they're called eggheads, and they do like the, you know, like the... it's not therapy. Hypnosis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like therapy. The hypnosis.
And they do the hypnosis on the adults. So they're like, I don't have babies. Oh. And then they, you know, all the babies are dead. And there you go.
So you're saying you wait till the town to die off.
Right. It's like under the dome or something.
Why isn't there at least like, why isn't cereal here like fucking mapping out
new... Kellogg's?
No.
Rice Krispies?
No, and the podcast serial. Somebody has to be at this town
right.
reporting on these
events. Oh, S-Town Season 2! Here's my question.
S-Wood? S-Wood, Illinois?
S-Wood, dude, yeah. S-Wood, IL, dude, definitely.
Is it Illinois or is it Ohio?
It's Illinois, I think.
I was pretty sure it was Illinois.
But
if not, that's Halloween.
Well, because
right?
I was just thinking Ohio, because that could be a good...
Oh,
because,
yeah, Haddonfield, Illinois is Halloween, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's by, you know...
Either way, it's the Midwest,
I would believe it
man,
either way.
And that's a creepy place.
Oh, man, we got a campaign in Springwood. Get those crazy fuckers.
So as we get into
the swing district,
this,
the votes.
As we get into, oh man, getting the votes gag just made me sad.
Well, yeah, I know.
So as we get into Springwood and they notice at this carnival, it's all adults walking around. The kids get out of the car to ask for directions, while Maggie takes John Doe around trying to track down something else. And so these three kids are walking around. And who do they run across in the middle of this carnival but none other than comedy power couple for 1991, Roseanne Barr and Tom Arnold.
Oh. They are credited in the end credits
as
Mr. and Mrs. Tom Arnold.
Get out of town. Dude, do you think Tom Arnold demanded that?
I guarantee you he did.
I'm asking everyone to stop tweeting. It's Springwood, Ohio. It's not Illinois.
Okay, so we're
trying to get the votes.
Oh, man.
Get those crazy fuckers voting.
There ain't no youth vote in Springwood. Tell them you'll save a fucking factory or something. I don't care.
Oh,
whatever
shit.
Them fuckers fall for.
They all went for Dole.
Anybody close a mine there or what?
So Mr. and Mrs. Tom Arnold.
So Roseanne.
That's the only time they've ever been introduced that way, by the way.
Not even at their own wedding in improbably Vegas.
Roseanne Barr and Tom Arnold.
So Mrs. Tom Arnold comes out first, and she's wearing like a diner waitress uniform, which was kind of interesting because Roseanne was a waitress at a diner on Roseanne for
a while.
And she comes up and she's like, oh, kids, we miss kids. And she's like kissing these actors and stuff. Listen, I mean, you know what? Roseanne's fucking crazy. Like, she's batshit crazy now or whatever. But like, this kind of makes me laugh. If this is if
that
this
made
is
you laugh,
what?
No, Roseanne in this movie.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, she could be a child murderer with this type of conduct.
Well, yeah. It would be, you know,
wait.
Be
so
cool.
It's okay for her to do it, but not Jeffrey Jones.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Roseanne, she's kissing kids, and I don't agree with
that.
Well,
she's kissing like 18-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Wait, really? They're 18?
They're like 16, 17.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
These actors are about 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess you got me on a technicality.
That's how Kruger got off.
That is true. Yeah, they didn't sign the warrant or something.
Right.
The
papers weren't in order.
Steve, what was that movie with them in it that we found on
Backfield? What was it? Backtrack in Motion?
Backfield in Motion.
And that's like a football movie.
It's
right?
A football movie that's where people... I bought a tape that had Baby Cakes and Backfield in Motion on it.
Did you get that in the Freddy dimension?
Welcome to hell!
One of those became a We Ate Movies episode, and the other one... Maybe. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Who even knows?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Is that tape intact, Steve?
Yeah, it is. I think
oh,
so.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
The box
family
didn't make
heirloom.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to my grandson.
And then so she's like, oh, come back home with me. I promise I'll do it right this time. We won't let him hurt you. And then Tom Arnold runs in wearing this like car salesman suit.
He looks like he walked off the set off the fucking Stupid.
He
man.
Really does. He's kind of wearing a Mr. Stupid hat, first of all.
Yeah.
And he's got a mullet to beat the band. Did you see the mullet on this guy?
It's like a fat horse.
God Tom Arnold stars in Fat Horse, coming to CBS fall 2017.
Butter Biscuit.
I would watch this movie. I would watch this movie. I would have kids just to take them to this movie.
Oh, oh man, aren't you guys excited for the season 7 premiere of Butter Biscuit?
Oh man.
And then the Butter Biscuit made for TV movie Butter Biscuit Call and Escape from the Glue Factory.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it ends
but
it ends with Dustin Hoffman killing Butter Biscuit Jr.
Oh man. It's a grim turn for the
Come
Butter
on,
Biscuit.
Come on, Butter Jr. Biscuit. Now I run. I'm betting on you, Butter Biscuit. What do you mean he's dead? Give me another fat fucking horse.
Did someone say fat horse?
And the Emmy goes to Nick Nolte for Butter Biscuit.
Thank you, I guess.
Oh, man, I want to watch Butter Biscuit. Mm-hmm. What a great fake show.
Doesn't Tom Arnold call her Ethel in this exchange?
Yeah, or Ethel or Esther.
I think it's Ethel, yeah.
Yeah, it made me start thinking of the Honeymooners.
And Tom Arnold actually has... He has a line that like is kind of interesting
creepy,
that they don't do anything with, where he's like, you know, get away from those kids, Ethel. You know, you'll bring him back or whatever.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's because here's the fucking thing that they miss with this movie that I've never understood. I've seen this movie quite a few times. I watched it on my personally owned Blu-ray.
Oh, nice.
Sharp.
But like nobody in this movie ever has to sit. The like the new characters that like the characters who aren't in on it, they never have to sit them down and be like, this is the Freddy Krueger story.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, all these people just magically know who Freddy Krueger is, and like this is the chance. Like Tom Arnold says that, and then Breckenmeyer's gonna be like, what, buddy? Who's he?
Yeah.
And then like Mr. and Mrs. Tom Arnold recant the tale of Fred Krueger. Right,
yeah.
Like there's your opportunity to do that. And then just everybody just magically, like, I think, like, Lisa Zane is just magically saying Freddy all of a sudden, and everybody knows what she's talking about.
I'm sure, I mean, I struggled to keep attention with this movie. I'm sure there was some line where she's like, I read a report on a blank on the Who Cares.
Well, this movie was cut to ribbons, too, you could tell. Like,
the early
parts, it's just like, it just
took the scissor gloves to it.
Huh? That's how they edited this movie, it seems.
Yeah.
So they go to a high school. This kid has a news clipping with him. They meet a teacher who says a lot of annoying rhymes, like in 1492.
Right. He's like a psycho that has like a Freddy room where he has all like everything.
The worst
mapped
line
out.
In the movie, Welcome to Freddy 101.
Oof.
in where this motherfucker doesn't explain shit about Freddy Krueger.
Well, but did you read the blackboard?
Where it says that Hiroshima and Nagasaki didn't work.
Failed to get him. Dude, failed to get him.
Wait, who did they fail to get? Freddy Krueger?
Yes. He has this history on the blackboard of all the things where he showed up.
Oh,
like around like 1930 something, he's spotted in Munich.
Dude, I think they blame him for the stock market crash.
Like, so he was that guy that bought that painting from Hitler that let him survive the winter?
And the
But the nuclear bomb stuff. He's
aligned with the Saxons. The Vikings. Freddy Krueger was hanging out with the Vikings.
You know what, man? No.
You know what? Why not at this point? But when we were talking about when it was on the board about the nuclear bombs.
Yes.
Started making me think of in Twin Peaks with Bob.
Yeah.
In the maybe.
This is the water and this is the well. Oh, hey, Fred, how's it going? Got a light. Got a light.
Honestly, Freddy is known for turning into a bug and crawling into someone's
mouth. That is fucking true. I think we fucking cracked that season.
Dude, that's what Lynch was trying to tell us about the birth of evil, dude. It was all around Fred Krueger.
It's all Bob England.
Honestly, if that is the one fucking Freddy Krueger movie I'll buy a ticket to, is David Lynch's Freddy Krueger.
Yes, well, you're not getting that alive.
You can buy a ticket, but at the end of the movie, the usher is contractually obligated to cut your throat. Golly gee, that's creative.
What year is it? 1999 for some reason.
So this teacher gives them no information other than he says Freddy, and then this motherfucker, this John Doe, is like, oh, right, Freddy. And then he mentions something about Freddy having a kid.
Yes.
So
yes.
Then John Doe is like, oh, this is why he hasn't murdered me yet. I must be his son.
Yes. And then...
And we should just throw this in now because the movie cuts back to it here and there. Even though there are flashbacks in this movie featuring a blonde little girl and a man whose face you don't see, but it's clearly fucking Robert Englund because you can hear him speaking things, but it's muffled, but it's just Robert Englund. And the whole fucking time you're like, nope, Lisa Zane is the daughter of Fred Krueger.
But isn't that supposedly supposed to be Tracy's flashbacks? Because she's always talking about her daddy.
No. That's the confusing part.
I think it's on purpose.
We see it anyway.
Yeah.
So when this motherfucker is like, oh yeah, I'm Fred Krueger's son, that's why he hasn't killed me, I'm like, no, it's clearly this other woman who we've been seeing have these things.
This was a failed red herring.
Yeah, exactly.
The original title was Daddy Shit, because the word daddy appears in this movie.
Daddy
thank
God, because I forgot.
Oh, good, good. We got a daddy camp, but quickly, did you say Daddy Shed?
Daddy Shit.
Daddy Shit, okay.
Shit.
All right.
Shit.
It's a daddy shed.
277,148. No, I don't have a real one, but that's about right.
They say it so many times. Daddy this and daddy that.
We were telling Chris Cabin to get that daddy count, and I'm disappointed.
I watched it before we asked for that.
It was on me,
and it turned out this movie is so brain-numbingly terrible, I forgot.
Oh,
so they wind up, Spencer, Tracy, and Carlos wind up...
Spencer Tracy.
Wow, better movie. Spencer Tracy as Fred Krueger, dude? Wow.
That'd be great.
Big Krueger.
They wind up going to Nancy's house, I guess, or Fred's house, or somebody's house.
Well, that's what's confusing
about this too. We're on Elm Street again.
So we have the whole thing. So Lisa has been having these flashbacks about seeing this water tower from a backyard. Right?
That's where the Animaniacs live.
That's right. Yeah, Yakko, Wacko, and Doc come out and get their throats cut by Freddy Krueger. But she's having all these flashbacks. She sees the same water tower in John Doe's newspaper clipping that he has. And it's this whole thing where she gets to this house and she's like, oh, the water tower. I'm here. I'm at this house.
Yeah.
And then, like, we know that this is where Fred Krueger lived at one point, but then it's also confusingly Nancy's house from the first movie. Well, and never in that first movie is Nancy's alcoholic mother or her father's sheriff, John Saxon, ever like, by the way, after we murdered Fred Krueger, we bought his house.
I bought this house for a song.
It was in a police auction, Nancy. I bought this house for nothing. I'm the sheriff of Springwood, baby.
That is the dropped ball of this whole franchise. Mm-hmm. John Saxon should have been the Loomis. Every movie. Because he pops up in the third movie and he does pop in a New Nightmare, but that's it.
Well, the third movie, they kill the character.
Which is unfortunate. Like, he should just be like, I want to catch that Fred son of a bitch.
Well, he can get his doctorate in the Dream Master, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. Like, end of part three, right? You have Freddy kill Nancy, but John Saxon survives and saves the day.
Sure.
Because, listen, John Saxon will do your movie.
Or maybe, like, he gets killed in that third movie, and then I met Jesus, and now I'm a good dream guy. I give you good dreams.
He runs the nightmares, but I answer your dreams, baby.
Hey, Barry, you're in the NBA again. Hey, all right.
Spencer, another wet one.
Hey, Carlos, your dad ain't dead.
Who wants to get fucked up at my parents' house? All right. Good dreams all around.
There's an annoying scene where there's three teenage outcasts and at-risk youth, our three characters here, in a van. Two of them get offended when one of them lights a spliff. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And whatever then, you say, dare to keep kids off drugs.
And then Carlos has a map mare where it just says you're fucked. It's like a nightmare about maps.
He falls asleep in the back of the van, like, hey, Carlos, check the map. Where are we going? And it's like, he keeps opening this folded map, and then, like, the back of the van is filled with a map. And then he opens one side of it, and it just says, you're fucked, which is kind of a funny line.
It's fine. Yeah. So they wind up going to this house on Elm Street, but it's weird. They walk kind of past it. It looks like they're going adjacent to Elm Street, because the way the shot is framed is, like, you see the sign, it says Elm Street, and they walk past it. They're not on it.
Yeah.
You got to turn left on Elm Street, pal. Now you're on fucking Franklin.
Oh, man, a nightmare on Franklin. That's a whole different
thing. I can't do anything to you. You're on Franklin Avenue. Cross the street, please. I'm waiting. That's a dead end. No, you want to turn left on Franklin? Go around.
No. Now I see what you've been saying, and now you're going to hit that cul-de-sac. Oh, yep, there's the cul-de-sac.
He's dressed as a crossing guard because it's a fucking stupid movie.
Check your MapQuest.
Oh, man, MapQuest.
Oh, you know what you got to do now? A K-turn. Proceed to the route.
Man, proceed to the route is the most frustrating dipshit GPS instruction of all time.
So Carlos goes to sleep first. He's like, oh, man, I'm tired. I want to sleep at this fucking crack house. Sure, Carlos. He goes to sleep. He does have a hearing aid. He gets, like, haunted by the grandmother from The Exorcist, you know? Like, it's like... Just like, it's like, oh, mama, don't make me deaf. I'm like, wait, what happened? So basically, like, this is the one part that's like, whoa, this is too much.
This is effective, but this isn't what kills him, though.
This woman puts a huge
Q-tip
into his ear,
right,
and pulls it through, which is kind of
yeah. No, it's wild, and then he has to pull it back out the other side, man,
and it takes forever. Yeah. And it's actually, this is part of, like, okay, this is kind of creepy.
Well, also, the spider ears are also troubling to me.
Oh, so then, yeah, he goes outside.
Well, Freddy's like, here's your hearing aid back. Sorry to fuck with your disability.
I know.
And it, like, latches onto him. You know what it's like? It's like fucking... It's like the scene with Chekhov in Wrath of Khan where the fucking earworm, like, goes in him.
Yeah.
That's what this hearing aid always reminded me of. And it, like, latches onto this dude's head. And it's like an ultra hearing aid. And of course, here comes fucking Bugs Bunny in his red and green sweater. And he pulls out a chalkboard and starts, like, grinding it with his claw hand.
And it makes his head explode, which is pretty fun. Yeah.
But this is what's annoying, though, because, like,
there's also
for the most part,
pin
the pin drop.
Oh, the pin drop, right. Yeah, that happens and it sounds like an explosion. My whole thing, though, and this is what started it in this movie, me thinking this, in previous movies, especially in the first one, though, like, when you had stuff done to you in the dream world, that's what happened to you, like, outside, right? Mm-hmm. In this movie, especially when we get to what happens to Breckenmeyer, like, they're just kind of disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no.
He's
like,
taking their souls like Shang Tsung out of nowhere.
I need to see this dude's head explode in real life.
I mean, by the third one, the mythology was so fucking, like, just tarnished. Like,
but it's so easy.
There's no logic to it whatsoever at this point. Mm-hmm. And that this, I mean, like, the soul thing is so, because even the deaths get, like, so much worse. This, I think, is the only good one.
Yeah, this is the only good death in the movie. I agree with that.
Yeah, it's not bad. And so this happens, and then like somehow he winds up in a television.
Well, Breckenmeyer gets stoned
right.
and falls asleep in front of a television. And then we start playing Inagata DeVito, which no, can't do it, Manhunter.
The obnoxious yeah. the obnoxious association of marijuana with psychedelia.
Yeah.
Fucking just learn a thing about fucking anything
smoke
when you write a movie.
Goddamn joint.
See, like, seriously, all this like hippy dippy lava lamp shit starts going on in this television. In the Garden of Eden starts playing, and I'm like, nope, nope, no, nope, nope, nope. And so then it's like he gets pulled into this
Tom
thing.
Noonan shows. Oh, wrong. Sorry.
I have to be in a much better movie. Across Town.
Where's the tiger?
Oh man,
where'd it go?
So Breckenmeyer then is the next like victim of
this
Fred
takes
Kruger.
Forever. We start to he starts like moving like it turns into fucking Nick Arcade for Dummies.
Yep. Oh, big time. It's big time Nick Arcade. Like he's in this video game and like I don't think at any point prior to this we're told that this character enjoys video games.
He's playing video games in the first scene.
Is he?
He's got like a Game Boy or something.
Oh, or like one of those cheap Tiger games.
Yes, it might be a Tiger
okay.
daily.
So yeah, it's like Freddy's playing like this other thing and controlling him. It is fucking stupid.
And then he starts bouncing around the house. And
dude,
like,
he's bouncing around like a Chinese vampire.
He's
like,
doing the Mario the Chinese vampire.
Hey, you know what? Look it up.
All right. Guess I will.
Just look up Chinese vampire mythology.
No, you're not talking about Farat the car vampire.
No, I'm okay. not. No, that's okay. Czech vampires.
Okay, the who are cars.
I didn't know Farat was a lowrider, so he can bounce like that? Yeah. Cool.
No, but yeah, he's bouncing. He's doing the Mario's like, doot, 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 doot.
And they're all watching him in the non-dream world, like, bounce around this house. Nobody bothers to try to, like, shake him awake.
Get a bucket of water.
Exactly. Kick him in the nuts.
No, they say that he's too stoned to be woken up.
Right. Again.
So fucking stupid.
Somebody please smoke a joint. Somebody smoke a joint.
No, don't. If you do, you'll get killed by Frederick Krueger.
And you don't even, you get, like, just thrown, he just jumps into hell.
Well, that's, no, it's 10 minutes for him to fucking fall down the stairs.
Because it takes forever because basic, yeah, Freddy's like this really like shitty cartoon is beating him up. One looks like his dad and he gets all these puns like, now I'm playing with power.
Yeah, yeah, he sure does. Then,
power glove
he's
thing.
Doing well for a while because kids are better at video games than old people.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, then he gets the power glove out, which is a really stupid joke.
it's a joke that ages so well. Like,
yeah,
because
it's like
ages.
His... do you know this about Freddy Krueger? He's got that glove with the knives.
Oh, yeah, right. I heard about that.
Get this, dude. Little buttons on there now. It's a power glove.
God, that's dumb.
He should have killed Lucas from The Wizard.
Should have. Would have prevented all sorts of troubles.
I wonder if he's like Freddy Krueger now.
I love the raccoon suit.
Why does it turn into a statue? Who cares? Fuck.
That's just him like falling off a cliff. He's just like really upset.
No, but okay. Well, I guess there's no rules then. I guess there's just no rules to anything here. I guess that just doesn't happen. No.
Well, speaking of no rules, this is exactly what happens though, because he like pushes him down the stairs, and then like the floor at the bottom of the stairs in this house opens, and this kid just falls in it, and that's the last you see of
him. He goes to hell. Yeah. I mean, it's not even. It's not a good death. It's just not even a. And it takes forever.
Yes, it's like it's a 10-minute sequence.
At this point,
death 2 of 3, by the way. John, thanks a lot, sequel.
Both John Doe and Tracy go into the dream to rescue him. Tracy gets out, John does not. And they're like, "Oh, we just have to get him out of the town. We should be all right." So they're driving him out of the town. Freddy's going after him. This is when Freddy Mortal Kombat's this kid, which is pretty cool. he throws him out of it's the house flying again. He chucks him out. And
to which, like, this actor, by the way, has a line right here where he's like, "Boy, am I getting sick of this house." And yeah. I was like, "So are we."
And he's like, "It's fine," but like at the same time, like, he's got this parachute and it's just a Bugs Bunny gag because Freddy is the fucking parachute.
Yep.
And they didn't even like do a puppet parachute, which could have been fun.
No, it's just Robert Englund hanging on the inside of a parachute.
I'm surprised you can't see the guys holding him.
And, you know, he's like, oh, well, you can't kill me because I'm your son. He's like, no, you're not. Yep. And then he pulls out a thing of spikes and does, like, I'm waiting gag.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's tapping his toe.
And he does. We don't see him go through the spikes, which is unfortunate because I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
But you do see, like, all this, like, blood, these squibs kind of, you know.
Well, yeah, we cut to the real world and all of a sudden he's got, he dies the way you're supposed to die in this franchise. But then when he expires, he just, like, turns to starlight and his fucking soul goes away.
Yeah, I mean.
And you see it, like, go into Freddy's chest and he's like, ooh, you're someplace now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a thing in the later movies is you get to be part of my nipples, which I never really got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Actually, if you go to the Museum part of the Moving .com. Image. What?
You're part of my nipples.com.
No.
Do not go there. Yeah. It's full of malware.
If you go to the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens, in one of their exhibitions, there is the model that they shot the chest with all the fucking soul faces coming out of it.
Uh-huh.
You can just go see that.
That's kind of fun.
It is. It's pretty cool. It's huge.
I'm sure they'll appreciate me vomiting on it.
It's bigger than you.
Chuckle vomit.
So this kid's dead, and it's supposed to be like the shocker of the movie.
But now Freddy is released because he goes inside Lisa and he leaves Ohio, Springwood limits, and he goes to a different district, which has been gerrymandered, I believe.
Oh, goddamn gerrymandered.
Time to disillusion some black folks! You missed the voting deadline. What's that? No three forms of identification!
He has a fucking horrible line right here where he like...
See, it's too real. That's how terrifying that sequence was.
He steps out of like storm doors of a basement and like walks out and he just goes, it's traveling time. And then does like a fist in the air thing and just like dissolves into the real world.
It's like when Mega Man beats Knife Man. Like he had to get his power from the stars again.
Knife Man, was that one of them?
I think so. I don't know.
Is that the Freddy Krueger one?
Quick Man, Torpedo Man, Wood Man.
I'm Knife Man. I got a bunch of knives.
Yeah, take that, Mega Man.
Actually, A Nightmare on Elm Street might be called Knife Man in Italy.
I'm a knife man. I hang out by the garbage and I stab people.
Oh, look at that. Your robot dog friend. Stab, stab.
I'm looking up knife man because I need to know.
You're going to get something darker than any of that.
Knife man.
So when they get back, they go back to the institution, Maggie and what's the other woman's name?
Tracy.
They go back to the institution and like Yaphet Kotto, the obese administrator guy, none of these people remember the people who are dead now.
Is something that comes like, to nothing.
I mean, part of the great part of that first movie was like, oh, the police think the boyfriend is the murderer.
Yes. Yeah.
There's like, you could, you know what? Hey, people making movies, you could bring in the real world and that type of consequences and give the franchise some weight.
Exactly.
Because three kids are missing now. Yeah, Lisa Zane would be fucking, she'd be like on the cover of the news, man. She'd be like fucking Ted Kaczynski, dude.
Well, exactly. And that's what I didn't remember. By the way, I rewatched this today for this, but I also rewatched it like 2 weeks ago when we decided to do this as an episode, like kind of on accident. But it had been a while since I'd seen it. But, so I'm watching it. And she goes back to this administrator, and I was like, boy, is her goose cooked. Oh, three missing kids? You're totally fucked. And then they just start doing this, like, I don't remember these people thing, and it's like, what are you doing?
Well, on the other side of that, like, it's a huge device to create a town where all the kids are dead and all the people are crazy.
Sure.
And they kind of don't use it at all except for that one scene.
Yeah.
And it doesn't add anything to the movie whatsoever. This could have just been a kid who was homeless and fucking wandered into the place.
Yeah.
And that would have been fine.
That would have been kind of cool because it's like, oh, there's a kid in town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. Sure.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ideas. So at this point,
just none of them made it inside this movie.
We learn explicitly that Maggie is actually Freddy's daughter. We get a lot of... This turns into fucking Being Freddy Malkovich for a long time. Where, like, it's just sort of going inside of his brain. We see, like, the evolution of Freddy. Like, him as a kid.
Him taking a hammer to that gerbil or whatever.
In class.
In class, by the way. Also, we should mention, you know how
right into the We All Like Movies mailbag if you hit a gerbil in class.
Oh, I don't want to hear from those people. I know you're out there.
Oh, but write in if it was a hamster. I mean, this might have been a hamster. I don't know. What's the difference? Chris Cabin?
I do not know.
One of them you put up your ass and one you don't.
Ooh. Hey, it's me. It's Knife Man. You stab them both.
They both go down quickly.
Won't even charge you for these.
Hey, Mega Man, what is that, Polish?
Mega Maninsky.
We see all this shit, by the way, because Yaphet Kotto tells her, okay, I believe you about these people I don't remember. Put on these 3D glasses and, quote, go inside his brain.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. You know what, everybody? Whatever. Whatever the fuck ever.
And she winds up, we learn all this stuff. Yeah, he's being made fun of at school because he's the son of 100 maniacs.
His father is the abusive monster played by Alice Cooper.
Sir Alice Cooper, excuse me.
And he's like whipping him with the belt, and this like nerdlinger teenage Freddy Krueger's doing like, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Yes, I guess this kid predicted Animal House was going to happen.
I think that was the idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was the idea.
And then they show him like cutting himself, and it's just like, come on, guys.
Okay.
Nobody. You know what? Nobody cares.
If you're a kid cutting yourself, you're not becoming Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I don't want to get those kids' hopes up.
That they will become a eternal demon with knife hands.
It's not going to happen.
No.
And more of the daddy shit. So, like, we finally re-see that scene of her as a little girl, like, looking.
Right.
And, like, she's dressed as the kid now for some... Somebody enjoyed that, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody's jerking off to something. Well, I think it's also, it's like, you know what? Are they going to get it that this little girl is also this character? Better just dress this adult up like a baby.
She looks like a fucking League of Their Own at this point.
Fucking Madonna comes out and hits Freddy with a baseball bat. Be cool. And then you see like Freddy Krueger like murdering the mother, like beating the shit out of her. Because this woman, so Freddy Krueger's wife, Maggie's biological mother... her given name is Catherine, by the way, Catherine Krueger.
Oh.
And she notices Freddy like beating the shit out of her because this woman stumbled on Freddy's like secret shit.
Dead child collection.
That he left in the basement of their own home. You know, Freddy, two words, storage facility.
It's in the basement, but it's in like a back area. It's a man cave. This is, Freddy Krueger has a man cave in this.
Yikes.
It's just a hole loosely covered with rubble in a chair.
It's a bunch of dead kids, a really good lazy boy, a big screen TV. Adam Carolla's there. It's awesome.
You're not going to let her come into your man cave, are you?
Ah, geez. Hey, Fred, you got any Mexicans in this man cave or what?
Does Knife Man count?
No.
I told you I'm Italian.
Quit mixing them up.
Well, actually, it's a good thing that this takes place in Ohio. Because if Sufjan Stevens ever finished his like musical state thing, he would have done a Freddy Krueger thing. Like
that could have been true.
You know, to look underneath the floorboards. You know, that's.
So whatever, they start having like this face-off thing, and it's the same thing as most of these movies, like pull them out of the dream world.
We always have to learn this lesson every single time. Well, we do learn about the fucking demon people, which we do need to get into the fish demon.
This is fucking crazy and stupid.
And it's one of those things, like why wasn't this in every movie, you know? And it's just, it comes to nothing really.
It's like the dream people gave me this job.
Yes, the quote, the dream people gave me this job, and I just had to pause it, and I went outside, I took a walk around the block, and then I came back to finish this movie, because holy cow, what a stupid line.
So was he okay?
Looking for work? Yes. It turned out he got fired from being a janitor, dude, because he murdered all those kids.
Even in death, there's capitalism.
Okay, so he was making that deal during the fire that killed him.
Yes, because they show that literally. Right. The fire's coming, and he's like stupid, like, I don't even know.
Fish sperm?
They money for like, nothing but fish for free fucking video yeah, comes out.
It's like a skeleton skull that's like mixed with a sperm.
Yep.
Yes. It's like the mask sperms from Son of the Mask.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And it's like shimmering.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's like talks.
And they're cackling too.
Yeah, they're talking. They're like, yo, dude, you want to get out? It's pretty hot in here. And he's like, yeah, I know.
You know what would cool you off? Killing some kids.
Hey, we like your style. Now, here's the deal. It's you're immortal forever. But you got to stay in your hometown.
You can't cross town lines.
That's my dream job.
Now, here's a book of 2001 puns. Now, go on your merry way.
You got to take some groundlings classes before you can. I mean, you're very good. We love the killing, but you're just not that funny, man.
Work at the same bar every Tuesday and Thursday.
Townie.
Yeah, so I mean the dream people go into him and
Dream people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he has like a conversation. Yaphet Kotto kind of beats the shit out of him in like Yaphet Kotto has a dream.
Yeah, he goes in to see he's like, you know what? I have to see for myself, Yaphet Kotto, if this is bullshit.
Yeah.
His character's name is Doc, by the way.
Nice, nice.
And so yeah, he like does his own little dream meditation and just whoops this dude's ass. It's great.
Well, yeah, all this power he has to control his dreams and everything. He's like Dr. Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, Dr. Dream.
And he
there
should be more of him. He's a really cool character.
Yep. I say this about every movie. There should be more Yaphet Kotto.
He's got the 411 on the dream people. Nobody else does.
I forgot.
Oh, the dream people.
Now it's the final showdown. The sunglasses are on. This was a 3D movie, so this was like, I think, now everybody put on your 3D glasses.
It was, and what's interesting is when I bought this series the first time on standard definition DVD, it came with 3D glasses.
Yeah.
Much like the Friday the 13th series does, but for this series, they were like, in the Blu-ray release, which the Friday Blu-ray still has the 3D shit, gives you the option to watch it. This franchise was like, you know what? That's really stupid. We're not providing you with any glasses. We're not giving you the option to turn it on to 3D.
And because they do this thing where it's like, all right, we'll go down to the armory because it's a bunch of like bad kids, and they kind of set it up like, oh, there's an armory of all this confiscated shit. And they're like, what about this incredibly long bat? Whoa.
How about these throwing stars?
Mm-hmm. How about this pipe bomb?
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's like, what is this? The Atlanta Olympics? Huh?
Oh, wow!
Christ. I mean, maybe
he
might.
Babe?
He honestly might, on that blackboard. He might have been fucking. They might have chalked him up to it.
What was that? 96?
So 96.
It's coming. It's coming. Oh, wait. But this takes place in the future. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So Breckenmeyer definitely threw a pipe bomb at the Olympics. Okay.
It's a bullshit thing at the beginning of the movie where the hospital administrator is like, I found this pipe bomb on him. Don't let this happen again. And Breckenmeyer's like, oh, I was trying to teach the other kids self-defense or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, police department?
Yes, exactly. We've got ourselves another Mr. McVeigh.
Yeah, totally. We'd like to report a domestic terrorist.
It's insane that they were just not think that's a big deal.
No.
Yeah.
There's one line where Freddy, after he's like dragged into the real world or whatever, he's like, I forgot how much it hurts to be human.
Oh, God. What, since like two movies ago when this exact thing happened?
Yeah, totally.
This is how the first movie ends, right? He gets pulled into the real world.
Yeah, he does. And then Nancy learns that like the way to defeat him is to like literally turn your back on him.
Yeah, that's right.
So why don't we just do that again?
No. This time you have to beat him up. She's just kind of beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of boring, honestly.
Well, we get to the grossest part of this movie, though. Because so they're giving her all these weapons, and she's like throwing shit at him. This is Lisa Zane's character, Maggie.
Who looks like Gal Gadot, by the way. Anybody else get that?
She kind of does, yeah.
That's just, yeah.
So she's like, you know, she takes the, you know, like, there's like a piece of, there's like a knife or something.
Yeah.
She sticks him to like a board, puts this pipe like in his stomach, and basically just starts pinning him to this wall, the ninja star and so on. And then she grabs his glove and he's like, put it on. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah. And then he goes, and everybody at home, get the barf bag ready.
Uh-huh. Chuckle vomit.
Let your daddy show you how to use it.
I mean, like the word daddy in this movie, I'm not even telling you. It's just like, it's crazy.
Man, it's disgusting.
Because the other girl, we have her nightmare, which we're not going to get into. Her dad is played by fucking Donkey Lips, it looks like.
Oh, man.
And it's Donkey Lips. And it's just like this like weird molestation scene where
it does not fit. Daddy. It doesn't fit this movie at all.
He looks like real life Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger. Yeah.
And it's just like, this isn't even in the movie, and it doesn't even end in her death, because this movie has like a really low body count. It's actually got
there's three deaths. That's it.
Yeah. So like, it's not even a fun death. It's not funny. It's not fun. And she's barely a character. So let's leave child molestation out of it.
And it's just like, you know, you got any honey for daddy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a different movie. Mm-hmm. This is a totally different movie, possibly starring Kevin Bacon.
In better days, we'd call this a shelved movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts that this part is in here. And then, like, that dude, by the way, goes from Donkey Lips back to Freddy Krueger.
Sure.
And it's like, oh, all right. And he kind of, like, makes some crass comment, and I was like, no, not now. Now's not the time, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, sorry. I never know the line. No, literally, I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, shit. I'm in with the Dream Peoples HR department.
Boy, I'll see you, next dream.
my apologies.
Figure this out.
It was really fucked up, and the Dream People understand they fucked up, too. They they fired me once and then secretly hired me back a month later. Really fucked up. Really fucked up.
I'm on 40-day probation.
So then, like, she sticks the pipe bomb in his chest. He fucking explodes.
Well, she sticks it, and she goes, Happy Father's Day Father's Day.
Yeah, Happy Father's Day, gives him a big kiss, and then she runs away.
Oh, man.
By the way, the other thing going on in this scene that's awesome is Yaphet Kotto spending 15 minutes trying to rip a door off a wall. Awesome.
He does triumphantly at the end, which is beautiful to watch.
Perfect timing, by the way, to rip this door off. Mm. And then, he goes, kids, and explodes. They do this dumbass thing where his face, like, he's coming at you, like 3D coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ghost sperms come out.
Yes. The Dream People. Yeah.
And then they're
people.
Just like, well, what do you guys want to do now? I don't know. Let's go to the bar. It's so, they're just like swimming around, and then like they shoulder shrug and go away.
Did you notice what happened? The cliffhanger here, they possess Knife Man.
Hey, I'm just sitting by the garbage looking for somebody to stab. Oh, hey, Dream People. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, get in my chest. Fuck it.
I feel them swirling around in there. It's a little unnerving.
Stab, stab, Knife Man.
No, I don't want your wallet. Stab, 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 stab.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I like that idea as a dream.
And then like they're the three of them are just laughing, like, we did it. And then Lisa Zane just goes, Freddy's dead. Credits.
Then we get the montage of all the better kills that weren't in this movie.
Yep, that's exactly right.
While Iggy Pop fucking blares, holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Freddy's theme for this, sung by Iggy Pop.
Second movie this year that I saw for the first time that had an Iggy Pop over the credits. One was Good Time, then this was... then this.
It's a little bit of a drop-off.
Which was the better time? Was a good time.
It was good
time. It was good time.
Yeah. It's a dumb thing. Speaking of clips from other movies and other movies in this franchise, the one thing we didn't mention, and it doesn't matter, but when Breckenmeyer is like watching TV for a second,
oh yeah, I know
the channel changes, and it's Johnny Depp doing a "This Is Your Brain on Drugs" commercial, and Freddie hits him in the face with a frying pan. Oh, biting.
Yet Wes Craven was too timid to ask him to be in New Nightmare.
That's just a joke from New Nightmare. We don't know what the deal is.
Yeah,
there.
You never know.
Also, he is hilariously credited as Oprah Noodle Mantra in that movie.
Of course he is.
Because you know what? Like, anybody was fucking confused as to whether or not that was Johnny Depp.
He was Jared Letoing before Jared Leto.
Oh, you think he was setting people rats and shit?
Oh, wow.
he sent Robert Englund a box of used condoms.
Oh, you know, and you know, the new Blade Runner is getting a lot. It's actually out this Friday. Go see it. It's getting a lot of good reviews. And, you know, I'm curious, is there going to be a Jared Leto-less cut? You know what I mean? Like the first Blade Runner had a bunch of different cuts.
There was five different cuts.
Maybe there will be eventually a
Every review Leto. I've read of it so far has ended despite Jared Leto being in it.
But guys, he made himself actually blind for the movie.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Imagine Robert Englund made himself actually dead for this movie.
He set himself on fire.
These scars are real.
Did you notice Carlos, one of the minions of Biff from Back to the Future?
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, he's the dude in part two.
Yeah.
That he Someone says something about chicken.
Boats don't work on water.
Yes, that's
Griff
that dude.
Griff Tannen. Yeah.
It's Griff Tannen's henchman.
If we're talking about Carlos's illustrious career.
Please do.
He's also in the Kramer Going to California episode as like the Manson type.
Oh, Kramer Man.
He is Knife Man.
He's got a knife man.
And then he said, "What do you think, Junior? You think these hands have been soaking in ivory liquids, man?" Wow, good pull.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Thank you, everyone.
Man, this movie fucking stinks. Would anybody recommend it?
No. It's not funny. It's not fun. It's not scary. It's not scary.
Yeah.
No. There's like fucking seven movies in here, and none of them are good.
Yeah. No, just watch the first one.
Just the first one.
One and done.
Mm-hmm. I would also recommend 2 and 3, but that's where I draw the line. But yeah, 1's an excellent movie. This is trash. Watch that fat horse sitcom that we thought of. What do we call it?
Butterbiscuit.
Butterbiscuit, yeah.
It could be. I mean, if they didn't do the Seabiscuit joke in BoJack Horseman, they could have done Butterbiscuit.
It would have been great. It would have been great to have Butterbiscuit the show, because it would be better than this. This is not a movie. No. It's barely a movie. It's a shell of things that sort of look like a movie.
It's like four different screenplays and none of them, yeah.
And you know what? When Peter Jackson writes a script for your fucking fifth sequel to a franchise, just use it.
Mm-hmm.
How about just that? Use it. The problem is they might have watched one of his movies.
Oh, his like pre-LOTR movies?
Well, I mean, yeah, this is probably coming off of Dead Alive.
You think that's where the fucking fish people came from? Is like I like puppets. All right, fist. All right, it'll be scary puppets.
Couple of feebles.
Oh man, Freddy turns into a feeble.
The scene with her like finding him killing her, that was very Jackson-esque.
Yeah.
I think they definitely did pilfer a few things.
Yeah, I'm gonna sue you.
Oh shit, my contract said they could use it. Hey Sean, get in here.
Oh, they're gonna give me LOTR? Well, fine,
I guess.
Bob plays ball.
All right, Shay, you owe me 9 hours of film. Oh wait, wrong. Make it 12.
That's Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, directed by Rachel Talalay. If you want more WHM, check out whmpodcast.com or find us over on the HeadGum Network or check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehatemovies. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHM Podcast, of course, and right into that mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Remember, Los Angeles this weekend. We are at LA Podfest. Do not slouch on getting those passes. LAPodFest.com for more information. And of course, the spooktacular rolls on. It rolls on in a big bad way. Next week, we are continuing our horror movie marathon with, what is it now?
Dr. Giggles.
Oh, shit. And oh, Eric Siska selects.
Physician, heal thyself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So until next week with Dr. Giggles, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Knife Man.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Kruger.
See you later.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
These sick fucks. You've seen one too many movies.
Now, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Put the fucking lotion in the bag!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.